This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations comprising 59 members of parliament will visit a total of 32 countries and the EU headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, to convey India's resolve to tackle terrorism against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The 7 delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, BJP MP Bejayant Panda, DMK MP Kannimori Karunanidhi, NCP MP Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hailed Operation Sindoor as a turning point in India's security doctrine. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhinagar in Gujarat, he said that Operation Sindoor marked a historic shift in India's national security response. Mr. Shah emphasized that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership, Indian armed forces struck deep into Pakistani territory, dismantling terrorist infrastructure.
आजादी के बाद भारत की सेना ने 100 किलोमीटर अंदर जाकर आतंकवादियों के कैंप्स को ध्वस्त करने का काम किया और जो डराते थे कि हमारे पास एटम बम है उनको लगता था उनकी धमकियों से डर जाएंगे परंतु ऐसा नहीं हुआ हमारे तीनों सेनाओं ने ईंट का जवाब पत्थर से देने का काम किया
Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu has stressed unity among people of the country, irrespective of caste, religion, language and other considerations. Speaking at the Tiranga Yatra held on Tank Bund of the Hussain Sagar Lake in Hyderabad last evening, he appreciated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for Operation Sindoor's success. The Tiranga Yatra has been organized to express solidarity with the armed forces following the success of Operation Sindoor as part of a nationwide campaign. Directorate General of Foreign Trade has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification, Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive, issued through a notification, has come into immediate effect. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO launched Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 aboard the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C-61 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. However, the EOS-09 mission could not be accomplished as it encountered some technical problem during the third stage. Soon after the launch, ISRO Chief Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance was normal till the second stage, but due to an observation in third stage, the mission could not be accomplished.
Up to the second stage, the performance was quite normal. Third stage motor started perfectly. But during the functioning of the third stage, we are seeing an observation and the mission could not be accomplished. After analysis, we shall come back.
The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced that entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country will be free today in celebration of International Museum Day. The Union Ministry of Culture has confirmed that the ASI is opening its 52 site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public at no charge, aiming to encourage broader public participation. Israel and Hamas have resumed negotiations to end the ongoing war in Gaza following a new military offensive launched by Israel. Talks began yesterday in Doha, brokered by Qatari and US mediators. In the IPL cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from IPL 2025 as their match against hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned without a toss due to heavy rain at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. The washout saw RCB move to the top of the points table with 17 points from 12 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.